So, welcome to the local part for Newcastle, Hunter Valley, Lake Macquarie, this wonderful area in which we live. So, how does all this affect where we're at? Well, I work near Bowman Street. I'm in Scotskirk in Hamilton, and this is my patch. This is my area, and I walk along Bowman Street, and what do I see? I look on the posters on the walls, and I see posters for communism, for Marxism. Good old-style Marxism, I think. To me, that's not really the danger. That's quite funny. I saw an example for a socialist Sunday school. I'd love to go to that. But I do think that the issues that we were talking about apply to us. So, for example, in terms of Christianity, thankfully we have freedom. Thankfully, most of the opposition that we face is subtle and more discriminatory than actual persecution. But be careful, because there is an anti-Christian prejudice in a lot of the governing institutions of our society. Now, thankfully, no. I've met many people who are involved in politics, in business, in unions and elsewhere, who are not anti-Christian. And long may that continue. But we really do need to seek spiritual renewal, because unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. And as Christians, in the words of Jeremiah was told, he was told to seek the good of the city to which I have called you. And that's what we should do. And then the question of education. I've mentioned many times my appreciation of the Christian schools in this area, but also Christian teachers and pupils who are in the state schools. And we, as parents, need to make sure that our children are not being educated in cultural Marxism. Just watch out for the signs and be prepared to challenge. And that's where the question of tolerance comes in. You know, if you're a Christian, you need to play the tolerance card, because your views are as entitled to be tolerated as anybody else's. You see, I genuinely believe that in this, because of cultural Marxism, the language has been so changed that tolerance now means intolerance. People will, in the name of tolerance, say that we cannot be tolerated. Well, we need to challenge that for the logical fallacy that it is. And then deconstruction. Think about it this way. It's very easy, isn't it, for us to gossip, or it's very easy for us to be negative about everything. It's very easy to deconstruct. It's very easy to blow things up. It's very easy to destroy. But what about building things up? We need to encourage that in so many ways. And God, in his common grace, has done that through many people who are not Christians. There's so much good that has been done. But those of us who are Christians, we need to make sure that is our priority. And speaking of priority, it surely needs to be a priority that we are concerned for the poor. Not just a kind of virtue-signaling charity, but a genuine concern. I think cultural Marxism destroys the family. And if you destroy the family, you make people poor. I think cultural Marxism perverts education. And if you pervert education, you do not help the poor. And I think cultural Marxism attacks Christianity, and that does not help the poor. But I think that sometimes we as Christians forget that, in the words of Proverbs, he who forgets the poor forgets their maker. So, you know, we can look at all these things and we can think about them. You know, for some people will say, well, this is kind of highfalutin philosophy or whatever. No, it's not. This is the reality of where we're at. And it's why in our churches we need to be taught the Word of God in some depth. Oh, yeah, just one other thing before I leave you out of the local section. The Jets, again. Drew with Adelaide, 3 points clear at the top. Guaranteed to finish in the top two. Get a semi-final at home in the knockout. I love the fact, there's a great story in here, that I think the equaliser against Adelaide were winning, was in the 94th minute. It's just a great lesson there. One, don't leave the game early, and two, never give up. All right, we shall see you for the final word in a moment.